voices and everything that we do today. It's exciting. It's a beautiful morning outside. Can't ask for any better. I'm sure it's a good morning for Tyler and Jacqueline, and congratulations to them and Brad and Jolene on their the birth of their two, John and Caroline. They were born with April 15th. Okay, April 15th. So give them a congratulations, and I'm sure they'll be back soon from Sioux Falls. Then this week, Ladies Brunch is April 27th on Saturday. Make note of that on your calendars and stuff, and show up for that. It's a good time for them. Then also in the afternoon, there's a bridal shower for Abby. She will have that here at the church. And then graduation Sunday is April 28th, so a big weekend next week. You can read through all the graduates that we've got down there and make note of that, and we'll have a party next week for them. Then short-term missions trip funding, their applications are out there on the round table in the foyer for you guys that need that, and look through that and get them to us by May 5th. And then for VBS, we've got the registrations are all out there. There's sign-up sheets out there if you guys want to sign up and help with that. We're going to do attendance a little bit differently for like the service today. So I've got this board. I'm going to pass it around. You're going to write your name and your shirt size, so that way we can know you're here. And you will be here for VBS. No, I'm kidding. But if you guys, this is out there on the foyer. There's a rectangular table out there against the wall. This will be out there. If you know where you want to go, put it down. We'll put you down, and we'll count on you being there. So we're excited about that. I'm super excited, and I'm excited to do the missions trip too with the youth group on this VBS. So are there any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which is our church verse, and you guys can read it in the bulletin, Isaiah 41:10. And it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will help uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Again, we welcome you to our worship service. Thank you for coming and joining us today. We're going to start with singing hymn number 26, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." If you'll look in the hymn book or up on the screen, number 26, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." If you stand with me, please.
Is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper, he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing, for still our ancient foe does seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing, dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is he. Lord Sabaoth his name, from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, prince of darkness grim. We tremble not for him, his rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is true. One little word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, throw thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts ours, through him who with us sideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever.
Very good singing. If you would greet one another, let them know you're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. As Pastor Abe mentioned, we'll pray for the Hans, for Tyler and Jacqueline, and the two little ones. Grateful for how God worked things. Also continue to pray for June Ohm and her back. Still dealing with some significant issues, and so we will pray for her. Other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Mike. Oh, that is wonderful. And that is a reminder that if you have added a prayer request, we keep you on the list until you tell us. So thank you, Mike. And but that is a huge praise. I know it's been a rough couple of months, and nice to not only get cleared healthy, but to go back to work. It's work is a good thing. Mike.
Long for
And Wendy and her last name? Okay, thank you. So a praise from Mike for Roseanne that 8.5 weeks ago or so, she had double knee replacement and has graduated from the walker, from the cane, and that is a huge praise. And then in their time at Mayo, running across an individual by the name of Wendy Bird, and her issues, a mystery of why her stomach is no longer operating correctly. And so we will pray for Wendy as well as praise for Roseanne. And to piggyback upon that, my wife had her last therapy on Thursday, so she has graduated from that, from her last knee replacement surgery. So we are grateful to see mobility come back to our household. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Christy. That is a huge praise. There's Mark. Mark looks a little glazed in the eyes, but from the from the busyness of this week. But that is a huge praise for Maya Howard, and we'll also pray for wisdom for her leading FFA for the next year. But that is a huge accomplishment to be the first FFA president from this area for our state. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this beautiful spring day, for the rain that you brought our way. It is just the reminder in the area that we live, there is so little that we can control. Thank you that as a part of your family, you are in control and that you bring to us the blessings, and there are trials that come, but you sustain us through them and not just help us to limp along, but to help us to overcome and to see victory. Father, I thank you for the lessons that we learn, not the trials that we go through, but the lessons we learn, for they come for a purpose, that it is for the building up of our faith. Just the reminder of many times in Jesus' ministry, his chiding of his followers of, "O ye of little faith," and of several followers cry back, "Increase our faith." Father, help us to be a people known by the faith that we have, known by the testimony that we live out in our community. And we lift up these requests to you. We are grateful for the praises that we are able to see as they are answers to prayer. We pray for Tyler and Jacqueline and their little ones. Grateful that you watched over them as they gained strength and starting to eat on their own, that you would continue to help them develop, be with Tyler and Jacqueline in this time as they start the change of having two new ones into their family. We pray for those two that they would grow not only healthy, but would be raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Father, we also are grateful for the work that you've done in Bella's life and through the back surgery. Pray for healing continued and now for strength as getting to return back to work, and that you would just watch over her in the last parts of this semester. And thank you that you have shown yourself faithful in her life and her family's life. We also are grateful for the progress that Roseanne has made with her double knee replacement. Continue to pray for strength and the increased mobility. But Father, the reminder is no matter where we go, individuals that we come across have needs. And we do pray for this Wendy, that you would give wisdom to the doctors. It is the reminder that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you as the great physician know us inside and out. You have gifted individuals that understand the human body, and we pray that you would give wisdom and that you would bring healing. Father, we also lift up June Ohm and pray for her back issues, that you would touch her body, and that you would sustain both her and Ron, and let them know that they are missed. We do thank you for the opportunity of having our service online, and we pray for those that are shut in, that due to health and other circumstances, that you would be an ever-present help in their day. Father, we are also grateful for the school systems that are around our area, for all the different activities of the spring and how busy things can be, and for all those that were at State FFA, the accomplishments they had, the opportunity of showcasing the talents and abilities you've given them. And for the Miller chapter, we pray for Maya and rejoice with her accomplishment and the acknowledgement of her peers. But now we pray for wisdom and leading this next year. Father, we thank you for the co-curricular activities. We pray for our track teams, other sports teams for the spring, that you would keep them safe, healthy. And for our teachers, help them to finish well, along with our students. We thank you for the gifting you've given to each one. Father, we pray for our ministries. A reminder about VBS coming up. We thank you for the students of our community and the opportunity to invest in their lives, and pray that you would prepare those of us that will be volunteering to come alongside those students. Pray for Pastor Abe as he directs, for each one that is a leader. We also pray for our youth group, for our Sunday school classes for today. And we lift up the ministries that we see around the world. We pray for the Weens and their ministry in Russia. Grateful for Olya getting her green card, able to come and see her two children here in the States, but we also pray for all their travels, for their investing in the ministry of Russia, of training up pastors and youth pastors for the work that you've called them to. Father, we thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people. We know that everything we do have comes from you, and that it is an act of faith as we give back to you, that you will continue to meet our needs as you have promised. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. If you'll take your hymn books, you may, well, we probably better stand up since it says, "Rise up, O Church of God." That'd probably be a better song to sing standing. So 293, either in your hymn books or up on the screen, "Rise up, O Church of God."
Rise up, O Church of God, have done with lesser things. Give heart and mind and soul and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O Church of God, His kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and end the night of wrong. Rise up, O sons of God, the church for you doth wait, her strength unequal to her task. Rise up and make her great. Lift high the cross of Christ, tread where his feet have trod. As followers of the Son of Man, rise up, O Church of God.
Then also, if you would turn to number 486, please. 478, sorry. Soldiers of Christ, rise. Well, again, stay standing, since that has the word arise in it. 478.
Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on. Strong in the strength which God supplies through His eternal Son. Strong in the Lord of hosts and in His mighty power, who in the strength of Jesus trusts is more than conqueror. Stand then in His great might, with all His strength endued, and take to arm you for the fight. Be of God, from strength to strength go on, wrestle and fight and pray. Tread all the powers of darkness down. Win the well-fought day. Leave no unguarded place, no weakness of the soul. Take every virtue, every grace, by the whole, that having all things done and all your conflicts past, ye may come through Christ alone and stand complete at last.
Good singing. You may be seated.
Well, I invite you to open your Bible this morning to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Last week we began our look at the subject of defending the truth. And last week, as part of